This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are about 2,000 students from the Bahamas going to college in the U.S., especially in Florida. The aftermath of Hurricane Dorian weighs heavily on these students, worried about family and friends back home and concerned about whether they'll still be able to pay to stay in school. Here's WLRN's Nadej Green.
After Hurricane Dorian ravaged parts of the Bahamas, students at Florida Memorial University joined together for a prayer service.
I pray for everyone whose mother or father is still on in the islands.
Bria Roll is a senior. She sat in the front pew with her head bowed. Roll is from Grand Bahama, one of the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Dorian.
We really have nothing to go back to. My family members sent in pictures. Everything is destroyed.
Roll is president of a student group called Bahamian Connection. And she says she and many of her classmates are trying to figure out if they'll be able to continue to afford paying for school. Yearly tuition at the private historically black university is about $12,500. That doesn't include housing and other fees.
When it comes to school, where's the funds going to come from?
Some families, like Roll's, lost everything. And others now have to help family members who lost everything. Khalil Dean is a freshman. His family in Nassau took in his aunts and uncles from northern Bahamas who were left homeless because of Dorian.
We don't know how we're going to be able to help them in this situation.
Florida Memorial School officials are putting together a list of Bahamian students to figure out how many will need financial help. Adrian Cooper is the university's provost.
Some of them have not only lost their own homes, but their parents have lost their place of work. And so they have some concerns about what can happen in terms of, you know, their finances.
And because these are international students, they're here on visas that restrict their ability to work in the U.S. Cooper says she's looking to the school's donors to help Bahamian students.
To help sponsor scholarships. Some of them are in their last year, in their last semester, and so we would hate for that to be a barrier for them to be able to graduate.
The Institute of International Education in New York is also providing financial help to Bahamian students enrolled in U.S. colleges and universities. The nonprofit set up an emergency fund to give one-time grants of up to $5,000. In Miami, I'm Nadej Green for Marketplace.